Yo, the saga begins. Begin war. I'll draw first blood, be the first to set it off.
Yeah, Nikki with the itchy finger there.
We working on it, fellas. We working on it. Welcome to the show, everybody.
The Good and Bad Podcast Show. I'm your host, Jeff Malazizian.
And the one and only Nikki Buns in the house.
First podcast of the new year.
Yes, let's get it.
Let's get it. For real. So, yo, listen, before we start, because I know this episode is going to be how I survived 2023. I got a little bone.
You got a little bone to pick?
I mean, not so much a bone to pick, you know what I mean? But
you just want to leave it. Do we want to bring it into 2024, or do we want to set it here and leave it?
I'll set it here and leave it, but I'm doing third podcast called The Gospel of Jeff.
Ooh, we're gonna have some gospel singers on this show?
Nah,
what's this gonna be?
Nah, you know what that is? That is going to be purely. I'm not gonna have any guests on it. It's literally gonna just be me. Just talking about my experiences.
Talking your shit.
Talking my shit.
Airing it all out.
You know, my experiences, picking knowledge, facts. You know, if I want to vent.
Oh, I think we need to be careful with the vent, though.
I'm going to be.
You're going to be good?
I'm gonna be good about it. I'm not going to. It's 2024. You know, okay. It's 2024, so I'm not going to be.
Because, you know, I feel like at this point, we bigger, we better, we wiser, right?
I agree. So, you know, it's not going to be one of those, like, I'm going to be on there. This, listen, be, you know.
Because that's not what we're about. That's not what our show's about.
It's 2024, so, you know, I'm not saying new year, new me. I'm not saying that. But, you know, I did say, all right, you know what, for 2024, let me try something a little bit different. You know, but don't get it twisted. I did say 2024, you know, I'm not going to be soft about anything. You get cute with me. I'm swinging on you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna back down from anything. I'm not gonna allow anybody to chump me, punk me, or disrespect me. You know what I mean?
We're speaking our truth.
Yeah.
Setting our boundaries.
And you know what? And I am the type, I will bring it to your front door like pizza delivery.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. Curbside.
That's dangerous. Curbside. Y'all don't want curbside, Jeff. You should see the guns I'm over here sitting next to, okay? You have no idea. His voice sounds nice and cute, but you should see the guns.
You know what the problem is? The problem is, right, that people get to know me, and, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I am a nice guy. I like to make friends. You know, I like to, you know, network. I love to talk and everything. They take my kindness for weakness.
Yeah, I know exactly what that's like.
Well, I always say, oh, yo, you know, he's sweet. You know what I mean? You take me being sweet for sweetness. And, like, trust me.
You more like sweet tea without the sugar.
You know what I'm like? You know what I'm like? I'm like, you ever see Tiger King?
Honestly, I think I have, but I can't remember much about the movie.
Well, put it this way. It's like, I've known you've seen, like, when animals attack. People being like petting zoos with lions and tigers, and it's like, oh, yo, you're all set, and petting the tiger or the lion, it's all good, and then you see that lion just snap.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They're not meant to be docile, and
you could probably pet it for
pets,
a little bit.
They're not supposed to be pets.
You know what I'm saying?
They're wild creatures.
I say, that's me. You know, I'll be friendly with you up to a certain point, but you cross that line then.
Yeah.
You know, so, but, you know, what I wanted to say is, like, you know, look at all these haters. You know what I mean? Look at all these haters' faces. Boy, are they hurt. I'm winning. Everything earned. Nothing given to me. I'm a repeat champion. You want to win? Then you have to go through me. I'm non-debatable, so don't talk to me. I'm undefeated in bouts, so I don't talk to losers.
Ooh.
All right?
You heard that here.
So, I'm going to say what I have to say, and we just move on from it.
All right, let's do it.
Listen, I'm happy. I am the happiest that I've ever been happy in my life. You know what I mean? I have my girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? She's like, what were you saying earlier in the car when I said she's, you know, help me like change, but you were like, no, she didn't help you change.
You chose to change for her. There's a difference.
Yes. I chose to change for her. Anything I've done in the past, nothing has been like recent. Nothing has even been in, you know, this year. Nothing has even been, you know, last year. You know what I'm saying? It's stuff, you know, I have all these women who are just, you know, like trying to, you know, throw dirt on my name.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're on their little Facebook group.
Damn, y'all men really do have it rough.
Yeah, post my picture and be like, oh, yeah, I'm talking to him. Like, what are you talking to me? I know you. You know what I mean? Like, and if I did know you, right? And you're going on a Facebook group page and you're saying, you know, it started off like the person wrote, posted a picture of me. It was a...
And then just like wrote a bunch of negative things?
It was a picture of me from Bumble, you know, when I was on Bumble.
And how many, like, what was the year time frame for that?
They posted that, and from what I saw, it was in August.
Okay.
And I'm like, what are you talking, like, who is this person, right? And then, and you know, they didn't start off saying anything bad. All they did was they posted my picture, and then they said, you know, like, does anybody know him? I've been talking to him. He's super sweet so far. That's all she wrote. And then she wrote,
why would somebody, okay, before you move on, why would somebody want to post something like that and say, what do you know about him? If you're posting something like that on social media, 100% you need to expect that everything being said is all negative, because people don't want to see the next person happy.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, you know, they still like you.
They don't want to see you with nobody else. They are gonna try to drag you down.
Because, you know, they have a male group page for that.
That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure if I posted your picture in there, and
any listeners on here ever heard of this group page?
All the women have.
Okay, well, I've not, because I'm not that type of woman. I don't do those things.
Yeah, I'll tell you the name afterwards.
That's immature to me.
But you know what? They posted it. It's a group page called, like, you know, to see if
a bunch of toxic people
are dating the, remember don'tdatehim.com?
Yeah, I remember
it's
that.
It's like that. It's like that on Facebook. So, but it's not called don'tdatehim.com.
So it's like, okay, but it's like a site where people are posting like really bad things.
Yeah, well, you know, it starts off where, like, you know, like, let's say you're dating some guy.
Yeah.
You want to know, like, you know, is this a good guy? Is he?
Honestly, I'm going to pray to God and hope for the best and find out for myself.
That's what I say.
I don't want to ask somebody else, because the relationship I had with my ex, I'm not going to bring that into the next relationship. I'm going to be different. I'm going to do things different. So I would expect the other way around for a man to grow and be wiser in the next woman he chooses. That, you know, I'm sorry if that happened to you and it's not happening to me in this relationship, keep it there. Like, I don't need that, because then it's going to be in the back of my mind. And then I'm going to bring it into the universe because I'm thinking about it and I'm looking for something negative. And then guess what? The universe is going to be like, oh, you want that? Oh, this is what you want. This is what you want to see. Okay. And then they're going to give it to you.
Exactly.
And it's not going to be good, because you haven't been thinking about good things. You've been thinking about negative things.
And you know, and so I don't know who the person is, because they posted it anonymously, which to me is weird.
Okay. So that's like even worse. Like,
thank you.
If you're going to have the balls to say something bad about somebody, at least show your face.
But here's the thing, Nikki, whoever posted it, I'm guessing it's a she. It could be he, for all that I know.
Right? Because you never know.
You never know.
There's a lot of undercover people like trying to hate on you to get your girl.
Yeah, whoever it was, didn't post it saying anything negative. They just posted. It'd be like this. It'd be like if I was dating
you. So they don't want the person to know that they were dating you.
Because you know what? Like, listen, I'm gonna break it down exact so you get a better understanding. You and I are dating.
Yeah. Okay. And I anonymously made.
So I take your picture. Okay. And I go on this group, this Facebook group page.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, does anybody know her? I've been talking to her for the last month. She's real cool and chill. Anybody know her? Then they come on there. Yeah, I know her. I used to date her. Yo, that chick is, she's dirty. She messes around with a whole bunch of other men. All she wants to do is, you know, get a free meal, make men pay for. Do you get it now? Yeah. She didn't start off saying anything. Or he, whoever it was, didn't start off saying. They just said, I've been talking to him. You know what I mean? I've been talking to him. He's super sweet. And then put a
They got what they wanted, an emoji picture of a tea. They got what they wanted. They bringing it out. They bringing out the rats and the cockroaches.
And you know what? And it was all these like women basically like, oh yeah, I know him. He's a freeloader.
Why not just learn for yourself?
Because whoever it was, it's not real. Because I'm sitting here like August 10th.
Man,
I was like, what? And I mean, like, yo,
that's unfortunate that happened to you. But how did she handle it? How did your girl handle it? Because obviously we're talking about it because she may or must have heard about it by now.
She ended it like, listen, we sat down. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we had a conversation about it.
Okay.
Everything's good. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I broke it down like, yo, listen, that's all. Like, I admit it. It's all old school stuff. Like, yeah, hell yeah. You know, what they're saying on there. So what they're saying on there, some of it is true, but that's all old school stuff. But saying stuff like, you know, I'm a freeloader. I've never freeloaded off any woman like in my
if
life.
You're putting,
you know
I
me.
Feel like if you're violent, if you're an abuser, maybe that would be a cool platform to post somebody like, watch out for this.
He's an abuser,
but still, everybody's got to learn for their own self because every situation and every relationship is going to be different.
So I'll tell you this. That old, you know, I think it still exists. Don'tdatehim.com.
Probably.
When they would post, that's what they were doing. They would say, like, you would go on there and you'd post, watch out for this guy, Ronnie. I dated him for 3 months. All he did was, you know, eat up all my food. He lived in my house. He didn't help me. He said he'd help me pay rent. He never paid me rent. He cheated on me all the way. You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, it didn't do me no damage. It didn't do me no damage at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, hey, nice try. Nice try, for real. I give y'all A for effort. You know what I mean? Especially this one specific.
I'm sorry, but I give y'all an F for fail.
You know what I'm saying?
Serious.
No, A for effort, but you failed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You definitely did fail.
I don't know.
You know, and then, you know, they're saying, you know, you're a freeloader. I've never freeloaded in my life. And they were like, oh, he doesn't like to pay for anything. And I was like, very true. You know what? Nikki, how many times have you and I gone out and I paid, then you paid, then I paid, then you pay? Like, whenever me and Nikki does this podcast, we want to eat.
It's all the time.
So, like, the first time, it was her.
But we've been doing this for years, even before we started the podcast, so.
We would, you know what I mean? So.
It's a give and take. I mean, if you don't have a give and take balance, you know, it's kind of always going to be left on the other person. And then that goes into the whole, oh, men should pay for everything all the time. But should they, if there's really no, like, real tie down to that person? Like, you're not their husband, see, right? So, I don't know, even in a marriage, there should be, like, reciprocity, you know? The woman is doing something for you, you do something for them.
And then, just basically all the stuff they were saying on there. And it's like, yo, listen, yo, shorty, all y'all women who were saying.
Look, the one thing I can agree on is that you're fucking cheap. When you want to be, you're fucking cheap.
And frugal. But, there's a big difference.
Yes, you always say that.
Frugal and cheap are two different things. Cheap is you're cheap, like you're a penny pincher. You don't want to. Frugal is like, yo, listen, I'm not going to spend my money
on
unnecessary
stuff. But I feel like you have a big heart, and if you care about somebody, you're going to do something nice for them.
100%. 100%. You know what I mean? And, you know, these people are like, oh, he isn't paid for anything. And I'm like, well, first of all, I don't know who you know, who these women are that are saying it. Because if I knew who it was, I can one by one go down the line and say, oh, this woman right here, I did pay for this, this and that. And then she paid for this, this and that. But a lot of the times it'd be them that be like, let's go out to eat. Okay, cool.
Listen, this is the thing. If I'm going to offer you to come out to dinner, let me take you out to dinner. Then that means, guess what? I better have my shit on point and pay for that meal or pay for whatever it is that we're doing. If I'm inviting you out, you know, relationship aside, dating aside, I went out last night and had dinner with one of my cousins. And after we paid, she's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't get to treat you." And I was like, "That when I asked you to come out with me, I didn't expect for you to treat me. I don't need you to treat me. You do realize, like," she's like, "Yeah, but I know money's tight for you." I said, "Yeah, but I wouldn't be here expecting for you to pay for me. That's why sometimes I take care of it, the bill on my own."
Yeah. So,
like, we good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to dive any more deeper into it because I'm good. Like I said, I'm saving it for the gospel of Jeff.
Gospel of Jeff. You know what I mean? He's coming for you, whoever you are.
I'm naming names too. But you know what? At the end of the day, I just wanted to, so that way we could just move on to our next topic. Listen, I'm happy. I'm the happiest that I've ever in my life been. You know what I mean? He treats me like a king.
I love that.
Treats me like a king. My love language is physical touch and quality time.
Right? And she meets all that.
Yeah, you know I mean, what she gives me is, you know, call me handsome, you know, and, you know, calls me, you know what I mean? Like, just is always like,
has like little pet names for you.
So what is it? What is it?
What are you trying to say?
It's the love language. Acts of service is like doing things.
I know, but I don't know what you're trying to say.
It's the one where, you know, you're always complimenting somebody and telling them, "Oh, you're so beautiful. You're so pretty. Good job. Oh, you know, I'm proud of you." You know, yeah. Hold on. I'm going to get the five love languages so I can tell y'all exactly what it is. What are the five love? Words of affirmation.
That's a good one.
Words of affirmation. She gives me.
That's a good one.
She gives me a ton of words
of affirmation. All those things.
You know what I mean? So, you know, and these women that were trying to.
There's not enough women like that out there.
No, there isn't. I've never met a woman like her.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? So, you know, these women who were trying to, this one particular woman who was trying to, like, just throw dirt on my name and break this up.
She's upset that she has you now. Not the one that was posting, but somebody else has you now.
Yeah, that's exactly.
So, she didn't get what the other girl got.
No, exactly. And you know what? And that's exactly what happened.
Right.
And, you know, I'm going to
give everybody the same thing.
I'm going to explain this whole thing, people. It's the gospel of Jeff. So, y'all listen for that. I'm probably going to start it tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Okay.
My gospel of Jeff tomorrow. So, y'all want the full story in depth? Well, listen to my podcast.
It sounds like it's going to be pretty juicy.
That will start.
I'm going to have to definitely listen in on that.
You know what I mean? But with that being said, you know, listen, I love my woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love my woman. I'm a marrier. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to marry. I'm letting it be known now.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? I'm going to marry her.
I wish I had. Going to the chapel anyway.
Gonna get married. Or I would play my number one favorite. All My Life by Casey and JoJo. Or Let's Get Married, Jagged Edge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm a Jagged Edge girl.
So, you know, like, you know, none of that trash talking or whatever. It didn't do me any damage. You know what I mean? She's a hard worker. You know what I mean? And, you know, she was she was, you know, sick for a while. And I was just like, yo, I just want to take care of her. You know what I'm saying?
That's so sweet of you.
You know what I mean? But anyways, that's that. It didn't do me any damage. It actually made us like
stronger. Yes, because you got through something.
You know what I'm saying? I put it, you know what I mean? My whole thing was, you know, like, you got to get in front of things.
You do.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to face them. You definitely got to.
And, you know, she asked me questions. You know what I mean? Like,
that's the key, that she asked and she didn't automatically believe what they said and just hold everything against you and not allow you to come with your truth and your side.
Yeah.
So that's big on her.
Yeah, definitely.
I give you props, girl. I give you props on that.
So, you know, with that being said, you know, I'm not going anywhere. She's not going anywhere. And she's going to be here forever.
And now we're going to move on.
How I survived 2023.
Yes, Jeff. How did you survive 2023? Because I can tell you.
Listen.
Boy.
How I survived it? Let's talk about how it started. Like, my 2023 started off great. It was January.
Yeah.
I went to Florida.
That's nice.
I did the, it was called the AFFL.
Right now.
It was called the AFFL, American Flag Football League World's Championship down in the ESPN.
Yes, I saw you on ESPN.
I'm on ESPN. I'm going to be there again on the 21st, people. I'm going to be on ESPN, reffing the Flag Football Championships.
You know, and let me tell you, you cannot miss Jeff. He is the black man with the muscles and the dope-ass gold eyeglasses. Okay?
Stop the words of affirmation. My girl gives me that. So it started off great. I was over the moon, you know, and I just felt so honored that, you know, Jack gave me that. You know what I mean? I come home on a Monday. Wednesday, I completely tear the quad off my knee.
Out.
Worst pain I've ever felt. You're talking to an athlete who's played sports all his life. I've broken bones, fractured. I've sprained, rolled
ankle.
Yeah,
you're like bionic Jeff at this point.
I've had multiple surgeries. That right there was the most painful. That's probably when I broke my
Do you have any metal pieces in your body?
I don't. Amazingly, I don't have any metal pieces in my body.
So you're that healthy. Your bones really do come back strong. Yeah. Your ligaments come back strong.
Yep. They definitely come back. Nice. It's just this knee that's giving me, like, you know, still giving me issues. But I know why. You know, I
You're on your knees.
Yeah, I didn't really
time.
Give it any time to rest.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. That just didn't sound right.
Yeah, I didn't. It didn't sound right. Pause.
You're on your feet.
On my feet a lot. I had you know what's crazy is I had knee surgery, right? Following week, which was February 3rd. I had the surgery. It was like 8-9 in the morning. I was out of there by like 1-2 o'clock. I was reffing at 6.
Wow.
Do you know why? Because, you know, they put a block. I don't know if you've had surgery before. But
I've never had surgery before.
Keep it that way. But when you have surgery, they put a block in you, right? No pain.
Holy.
You come out that surgery like, you know, obviously whatever you had surgery on is bandaged or in a brace.
But then,
you don't feel nothing.
It was like, they just pump you up with tons of medication.
They do. To put you to sleep. To put you to sleep and to numb that.
But when you wake up, they're like giving you all kinds of meds.
When you wake up, they don't really give you any meds because you have that block in you.
Uh-huh.
That block is like, it blocks all the pain Phew. Receptors. So I was literally like walking.
I must have felt nice.
They were like, how you feel? I was like, I feel good. I can't even tell that I have surgery unless, you know, except for this big metal brace on my. So I went to ref and they were like, what the hell are you here walking? I go, yo, I'm good, man.
The next day,
that block wore off because they said 24 to 48 hours.
You didn't give your body 24 to 48.
I reffed that Friday night, right? Then I reffed Saturday morning.
Did you tell your doctor that?
Oh, hell no. You know what I mean?
Hopefully he ain't.
I had the surgery. 9 in the morning, I was out by like 1. Got home by like a little after 2.
And you were like, I got to go to work.
I reffed from 6 to 10. Went home. Wow. I'm still good.
Okay.
Went to ref.
Work ethic.
Went to ref.
Or you will work. 12, I can't tell.
I worked 12 to 5 the next day on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Then I
You're
worked.
Crazy.
Then I worked 6 to 9 or 6 to 10 after that Saturday. Got home.
And now that you got this woman, she wouldn't allow you to do that.
Block wore off. I wasn't aware. Because
you could have lost a leg.
I could have. It wasn't smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm
glad you realized.
Hindsight is 2020. Hindsight is 2020. You know what I mean? But I was in the worst pain. I couldn't sleep. I think I was in pain for like 3. I was taking pain pills. They weren't working. They weren't working. And then I'm like, I don't want to overdose. So I got to stop.
Did you at least like ice it?
Yeah, I was icing. I have like this ice machine that I paid like $300 for.
Like an actual machine that makes ice?
No.
Or is it like a cast and you put your foot in it?
No, so you plug
water
it in. You plug it in, you throw ice in there, and you throw water. And then it has
I've
a tool.
I've seen that. My friend had foot surgery, and I've seen
it
that.
It wraps around your knee, and it pumps.
Slow circulation.
Yeah, it pumps the cold water, and it compresses.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
I like that. I need that for my foot.
They got that, you know what I mean? I dropped like 3-something on it, so I was just like,
Well, shh. I mean, but, all the surgeries you have later.
When I got another one. I got another surgery coming up. You know what I'm
saying? Is that going to work for this one?
No, they're going to need me something different because I'm having my shoulder.
So you might need like something to wrap around.
Yeah, I'm having the surgery in April. You know what I mean? So, but it won't. That's different because it's, you know, I'm just going to have my arm in like a sling.
Well, at least you'll be around and we can still do the podcast.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Don't worry about.
Absolutely. I'll be laid up. Let me still do the podcast. Yeah, we good. You know what I mean? So that's how my 2023 started off. So, you know, doing all that recovery from that time that it happened in February till about April, you know, April. Yeah, about April, because that's when the doctor was like, you can take the brace off. At that point, I'm working. Now it's starting to pick up with the traveling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now I'm traveling every weekend from April till mid-August. Every weekend I was traveling. And when I wasn't traveling, I was reffing during the week. So, you know, gist of it, that's how I survived 2023. Just wake up, go to the gym, come home, shower, change into my uniform, go to work.
So you kept yourself so busy. Nothing to complain about. Drama coming in over you.
No drama. You know, the only thing that I did complain about was I did so much traveling that it literally beat me up mentally and physically. Mm. I had not a mental breakdown. You know what I mean? I was just like,
you can get mentally tired because you're so drained.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I can't do this no more. I'm not doing it. You know what I mean? I'm done with the travel. But I only had one more travel to do. And I was like, I'm done. You know, I'm going to just wait till, because I knew I was going to travel in January. I was like, I need my body to rest. A friend of mine's talked me the ledge and was like, yo, listen, you might, you know what I mean? You might have fun. You know, you never know. Like, this is the last one for the year. Go and do it. You never know. And I'm glad. And I'm glad she told me to do it because I went. I had fun. You know what I mean? I laughed.
Is that what the videos I saw of you on the roller coaster? Was that time?
Oh, no, that was in March, April.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? At this point, it was August.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I was, you know, I'm glad I went. We ended it like on a great note. And I was like, good, now I can just, you know, rest. So that's how I survived 2023. And then, you know, I met this beautiful woman, you know what I mean? Who like literally just like stole my heart. You know what I mean? And we would just text.
You could see his face right now. Flowing. Smiles from ear to ear.
We would text. You know, we would just, you know, text, talk. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And yeah, I was just, that like had me, it just had me in cloud nine. Like,
she got
never,
you.
I've never felt this way. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason why all these other women are, you know, mad, because I didn't take any, I didn't take any of them seriously. Yeah. I didn't. You know what I mean? Like, they would say or do something that I'd be like, yeah, you're not girlfriend material. You're not wife material. So with that being said, right now, you're filling a void right now. You know what I mean? You're filling a void and, you know,
yeah.
If we're hanging out,
I
whatever.
Feel like sometimes people date just because they're bored.
You know what I'm saying? And
or they just need attention.
But you know, I didn't even do any dating at that. During that year until I met her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, recovering and all that stuff. So that's how I survived 2023, and I just knew like, yo, 2024. With this, yes, 2024 with this woman in my life. Oh man, it's just sky is the limit. How did you survive 2023?
Oh, 2023 was a doozy, and I'm glad it's gone. Well, in January, everything was nice. It was good. Started a brand new job. A job that I actually love doing. May, I was forced to move out of my apartment where I was staying and found an apartment and moved to another city in June. And then July came. Oh, that was the beginning of a lot of crap.
What happened?
Well, let's see. I ended up in jail. I ended up losing my job.
You?
Yeah. I'm not going to get into details, but it happened to me. Okay, and I'm not very proud of that moment, but it's a lesson learned. It broke a lot of trust and family apart. People are still to this day will choose to love from a distance. You know, I'm not going to name his name, but I had a really good friend that stepped up for me and helped me through the first couple of months of the summer.
That's a good thing to do. You know, I'm not saying for you to do it, but it's a good thing.
You know, and man, it's been a battle. I went back to work in the end of October, and then 2 weeks later got laid off. So currently unemployed.
So what are you doing for fun?
Well, you know, I got things that I'm doing here and there. You know, I got a few hustles that I'm keeping up with. Plus, the unemployment money is keeping me, you know.
You're pimping.
Well, you know, I wish I was pimping because back in 2020, they was giving that extra $600. They ain't doing that now, shit.
Because I was so falling. You know, like, yeah. They were like, listen, once the world opened up.
I need that COVID money, y'all.
Listen, once the world opened up, they were like, hey, y'all can go outside now. Y'all don't need our money no more.
Listen, I'm just how I survived, and I'm going to be super honest about the things that I've done. I was really dark, like in a dark cloud. I was so depressed. You know, if it wasn't for my girlfriends, y'all know who you are. I love y'all coming and save my life, because I had moments, I had thoughts that were not very, very nice. And I don't want to share those thoughts, pretty personal. However, if it wasn't for my friends coming and like, just like, come on, Nikki, we're going out, get dressed, look your best, and let's go out and we're going to do this and figure it out from there. Tapping into my spirituality, going to church, praying more, meditating more, and just kind of putting myself in a place where I had, you know, I have therapy too, so that helped. But putting myself in a place where I had to step up for myself in a way where I could pull myself out of the darkness. You know, I wasn't on drugs. I'm not an alcoholic. So I didn't look to those things. Thank God. You know, I don't have like an addiction behavior. So I was able to pull through it with my friends who really stuck by me. And I thank God for them. You know, slowly things are getting better. We're doing this podcast. I'm also an artist, so I'm working on some projects, not music, you know, but I paint and I create things in other ways. I've been working with my friend and her company, Level Up Your Selfie. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it a few times. So if y'all want a photo booth, we got the 360, we got the glam, we got the OG mirrors, we even got the new ear mirrors. Look us up. LevelUpYourSelfie.com. What else am I doing? I'm writing a book. I'm taking time for myself. You know, I'm taking it easy and I'm going with the flow and just doing things that I've always wanted to really do and never really like gone for it. And just, you know, doing things for myself. And I think that 2024, it's already started with some great things. You know, Jeff talking about his podcast that he's about to do on his own. I got one coming out myself. We'll talk about that at another time. But yeah, that's kind of how I survived. Tried dating, but that didn't go so well, you know. But yeah, that's kind of how I survived. Listen to positive affirmations.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you were listening to positive affirmations from other people?
Well, on YouTube. Yeah, so I'm going to assume they're from other people, you know. Which, I need to figure out how to create a platform to do that myself to make some money. I heard it makes a lot of money.
It does.
So I'm sleeping. So I definitely got to get on that. But yeah, my cousin's getting married and I'm helping her plan her wedding for this year, the end of this year. So I got a lot of good things that I'm looking forward to. And you just set me up with another gig. So thank you, Jeff.
Jake, oh, yeah,
thank you very much for that.
Yeah, my cousin's baby shower. Hell yeah.
So we're going to get it.
Man,
2024 is the year, baby. We going to get it.
2024 is definitely the year. I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing, but this is the good and bad podcast show. But, you know, now it's a lot, you know, like it's a lot more traveling now. My job, it was like, if I thought it was bad then, it's like, oh no, now you're traveling.
You got to look at it as a silver lining, though. You know what I mean? You got to look forward to the silver lining. What's the best thing about traveling?
The best thing about traveling is the camaraderie that I have with, like, you know, the guys who I consider my brothers. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've traveled.
And you get to network, right? Meet new people.
I'm always networking, mm-hmm. always meeting new people.
Yeah.
You know, just networking and meeting new people and just, you know, building like such a, like a strong, like a different strong community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's dope.
Having people, you know, hit you up to check up on you that, you know, I'm like, oh, man, I don't even talk to this person like that. But this person knows me from all the flag football games.
And they checking up on you.
And they're like, hey,
see, that's dope.
I heard about that. You know, I'm sorry to hear that. You ever need anything? Blah, blah,
yep,
blah.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's cliche, but you know what I mean? But
finding your tribe. I think that's the hardest thing for people who are woke. They need a different set of people who are like-minded, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's hard to come by. So that's cool. I got my little tribe, you know. We open for a couple more people to come and enter the circle, but you know, you gotta bring it.
Plus, you know, besides traveling for work, I'm gonna actually be traveling for pleasure, not just business. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Going to St. Thomas.
Nice.
And I'm going to...
Man, I haven't traveled in 2 years.
I'm going to Pennsylvania.
I'm itching to get out of here.
I'm going to Pennsylvania. Even though Pennsylvania, I've been there hundreds of times, but it's always been for work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to go there, you know, not for work. Florida. You know what I mean? Even though I'm going to Florida for work, but I'm also going to be going there another time, not for work. So, you know, I can't think of the last time I went on a vacation that I can say vacation where it was
like where
it was no roughing involved and there was no wedding
because
I traveled.
See, I don't know. I think the last time I traveled for a wedding was 2010.
Oh, well. Oh, for a wedding? Yeah. Last time I traveled for a wedding was 2016, and it was my cousin.
There's not a lot of people. Yeah. Oh, okay. That was in Jamaica. Oh, nice.
You know what I mean? Obviously, he's not with her anymore, but, you know. Yeah, so.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, they,
hold up.
He was married.
Okay, so he got married. So the woman he's with now that's having a baby is not the woman that he was married?
No. They divorced.
That is so awful. Yeah. See, y'all just can't be just getting married just to get married. Y'all really got to vet motherfuckers because seriously, each person has to be willing to give 100% of everything to each other. If you're not willing to give 100% of yourselves to each other, why are you going to get married?
I agree.
It's why? Why waste the money? Waste the time? Waste other people's money and time?
And you know what?
Then you got to pay for a divorce. Like, my mind is blown.
And
I just don't.
The thing is with weddings, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're going to be there for the wedding, but they're not going to be there for the marriage.
No, because.
You know what I'm saying?
And honestly, nobody really belongs in your marriage unless you actually have people that are going to listen to both sides and be like, nah, y'all got to. change your thoughts and come back together. But nobody's like that. Everybody's, oh, it's either you're for me or you're for them. And if you're for them, you're not going to be around. Because I was a bridesmaid to a friend of mine. And this was a few years back. And I did their wedding. It was a small, intimate, at-home kind of thing. It was cute and all. And I don't know, whoever was the person that marries them, what do they call that? The people. Like
a pastor, priest.
Well, it wasn't a pastor or a priest. It was somebody that basically, like, you just get a license to marry people.
I'm actually certified to do that.
Okay, well, whatever that is, if y'all know
ministry,
tap in. She gave us some candles, and we had to say these things, and I took it pretty personal because this is my friend and I want to see her happy. And honestly, not a lot of people want to see you succeed and see you happy, especially if they're miserable, right? Because misery loves company. Well, I'm not that person. Never will be that person. And if you can't handle it, then, you know, don't tell me you're my friend. Okay. So I actually took that literal, you know, when her and her husband were having some issues or whatever, I would hear her side. I would hear his side. I wouldn't share that with each other, but I would also give like the best advice that I could. And people have to hold themselves accountable. I think if you're not holding yourself accountable, you're not going to be able to really get the marriage to work, because it's not a fairy tale, right? I hear from so many people, because I ask so many questions. Whenever I meet older married couples who are together or divorced, I sit there and I ask tons of questions because I'm a single woman. Never been married, never been proposed to. So I don't really know, you know, but I want to know, because one day I hope I'm probably going to be a 50-year-old bride, but it is what it is. Maybe, who knows? Maybe I'll never be a bride. I don't know.
Who cares how old you are when you're married?
I'm just saying, right? It's a girl's dream. It's a little girl's dream. They always dream.
You dream about getting married in your 20s.
I've done so many weddings. I've styled brides for their wedding gowns. I've done so many things in the wedding industry, and I see so many things, and I just want the wedding. Like, fuck the husband. Give me the wedding, because all I hear is don't do it. Especially men. Instead of encouraging men to be better husbands, y'all are encouraged, and you know you're out there encouraging these men to not get married. Okay, why are you doing that? You're ruining your life. What are you doing? This is the end of you. You're a stupid sucker. All this stuff. So why don't y'all do better and fucking help each other out to be better men and better husbands? You know, maybe pick up the Bible. Maybe get on your knees and pray together. Work together. Communicate. If y'all didn't have none of that before you got married, what makes you think you're going to have it when you get married? That's my thoughts.
I agree.
You know? I don't know how the listeners feel out there, but feel free to chime in, because I'd like to know. Yes, I would like to know. But yeah, what are you doing over there?
So what I'm doing is I'm getting shirts made.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, we're getting shirts made for our podcast.
Nice.
And for the referee podcast.
Nice.
With the guys. You know what I mean? I'm getting it, my treat. You know what I'm saying? So he's telling me like, yo, how it's going to be done or whatever.
Nice. Okay.
And I'm letting him know right now that, like, I'm going to give him a shout out.
Oh, you know that's right. Because we got to shout. We're going to shout some people out who have been great listeners and good supporters for our podcast. And our numbers are growing phenomenally. And I love it. And I thank you guys. Keep sharing this. If you love us, you think we're great, share, share, share. If there's any topic you want us to talk about and cover, let us know.
Yeah,
you want to critique us? Let us know. We want to know. We want to grow. We need to know.
Okay.
Know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So, like, you know, to go off what you were saying, yeah, we definitely want to shout out I want to shout out good people and, you know, shout out their businesses. Let y'all know right now, once this podcast gets to the point where I'm getting paid to do this,
oh yeah, because
y'all gonna have to pay me to shout you your name.
Yes,
and talk about podcast.
Yes, all right? Or, hold on. If you don't want to pay us, there can be an even exchange in business deals, because we do that too. You know, one hand washes the other.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do a business like
you need
one hand washes the other. Absolutely.
We got you, but you got to do something for us.
Like,
you know.
You know what I'm saying? So we talked about how we survived 2023. We talked about what's to come for 2024.
Yeah.
You know, so like I said, I'm just going to, all I'm focusing on for 2024 is, you know, the same thing that I focused on in 2023. Only difference is, you know, being in a relationship. And I'm going to get back to I've slacked a little bit for the last, I want to say maybe like 2-3 weeks, like, gym and my eating, slacked on it. Listen.
Oh man, I think I put the most weight on.
I'm going, man.
I didn't put the most weight, but I definitely put weight. Like, I was looking good. I was looking hella good in 2022, and I want to be back to 2022. 2023 just fucked me up. So I've definitely been doing and sticking to my to-do tasks. Yes, they say don't write goals. Yes, they've been saying don't do a to-do task. Well, guess what? I tried that in 2023 and it got me nowhere. Okay? Got me all fucked up in the game. So now I'm back to it and I feel good, because it feels so good when you just check off that box. You know that you accomplished it. Because if you didn't accomplish it, it's sitting in the back of your mind. I'm working with someone right now who is going through a hard time, going through a divorce, dealing with a lot of personal things, and it's weighing heavy on them and bringing them in a dark place. And knowing where I've come from and what I'm doing, I definitely sat down with him and helped him out with his goals and said I would be his accountability partner. I think that's important. I think people seem to forget about that, is the accountability part that everyone kind of needs to hold you accountable. Because, you know, we easy to be like, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm going to do that later. I'm not feeling it right now. But then when you realize you got somebody else coming after you, you don't want to disappoint them, you know?
Yeah, true.
What do you think about accountability partners? You need one? I got you.
And, you know, and that's something that I learned to do, you know, but, you know, I learned to do it a few years ago, but I'm real big on that, is I always take accountability. You know what I mean? I always take responsibility, you know, for my actions, you know, so you got to take accountability, you know, so. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Accountability. It changes the game when there's accountability. It at least it did for me. You know, I looked at a lot of things that were, you know, I had some feedback on, and I was like, damn, you know, I did that. I said those things. I did those things. And if I want to be better and do better, I need to change those things and actually work on those things. You know, because otherwise, I'm still going to be the old Nikki and doing the old Nikki things and seeing the same results and getting nowhere.
Yeah.
You know?
Facts. So, yeah. So, you know, 2024, that's focus. Going back hitting the gym hard. Going back to eating like an animal. You know what I mean?
Eating like an animal. Meanwhile, I'm eating salad. Okay. Do you know what we had today? That's right, Flip a Bird. Oh my goodness, they are delicious.
Oh. I ain't shouting them out though. They ain't paying me. So
no, but they're delicious.
They are delicious.
Okay. But instead of me getting my chicken on a bun, which would have been 10 times better, I got it on top of a bed of lettuce.
Yeah, let me ask you a question.
So I'm still hungry right now.
I'm still hungry too.
Like, really hungry. And all I'm thinking about is what I can eat next, and looking at the time. It's 11:47 right now. Nah.
I'm probably gonna have
like some detox tea so I can detox myself in the morning.
No Chinese food. Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm going to leave because if I sit here and smell your Chinese food, you know I'm like beg you for some scraps. And I know you. You don't like to share. Get a crab
rangoon and be like, nope.
Okay. He don't like to share.
Nah. Get your own.
Yeah.
Well, I hate it when you're like, yeah, you want something?
I'm so hungry.
You tell somebody you want
like,
something.
No,
like,
I don't want anything.
You order something, then they want to be picking off your plate.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm so good for that.
Now that I know that.
That's why I have learned from my last relationships not to do that anymore. If I'm hungry, I'm going to speak up. I'm hungry. I need to eat. I want my own. But if yours looks better, I might say, do you want some? And can I have some of yours?
what did you do? Quick question off topic.
Off topic.
You went to watch me ref today.
Two games.
What did you think about that?
Well, I wasn't really watching you. I was watching the game. And
I know. Yeah. What do you think about the game?
Okay, I love the game because I love basketball, right? Yeah. Honestly, Malden Catholic whooped ass. On every level.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the varsity team won too.
We left right before the varsity team and they was getting pumped up. They had the DJ going. They was getting ready. Them boys out there look good, nice and young, strong. Man, I'm going to have to stay next time. We're going to have to stay next time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Grab someone to eat and go back.
So you know what I'll do is, you know, when I look through my schedule of the games that I'm reffing, because whenever I ref a game, there's always going to be a varsity game.
Yeah.
It's like I'm either doing a freshman and a JV game, or I'm doing just a JV game, then always a varsity is always last.
Yeah.
So I'll look through it, and I'll know what game is the game to go to. And even if it's not that, I have schedules of, like, all the games in Mass. Dope ones, the good ones, we'll go to it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah,
it was good. I liked it.
It's a basketball atmosphere. If you saw that and you liked it, woo.
I didn't realize I was on the Malden side because we were at St. John's Prep. Now I'm like, okay, who am I? I'm like, okay, this is Prep's house. Do I root for Prep? Then I saw Malden was killing it. And I was like, Oh, nah. I'm gonna root for Malden. They did their thing. They definitely did their thing. I give them that.
They did. Absolutely. So
yeah, I feel like we can end it here. And I want to give a shout out to a really good friend of mine. He is on a mission to help men who have been incarcerated, wrongly accused. And he has a brand called Never Not Working. And I'm going to get y'all more information for the next podcast because this wasn't thought out all the way. And it's a pretty dope movement. He sells shirts and hoodies, really good quality hats. He can make mugs. He does it all. Okay. He's selling it. And I believe every item, there's money that goes towards the movement. And I'm sure somebody out here listening to this podcast right now knows somebody incarcerated, wrongfully accused, or fighting to get out. It's important. I think y'all definitely need to look that up. Look up that movement. Follow him, my boy, Fat Steve. Steven Pena. Steve, I think it's... Steven Pena Sr. I don't know. Pina. I'm going to have to find out more information. But for right now, that's who I want to shout out. Anybody you want to shout out?
No, I'm going to give a shout. I want to give a shout out to Ely. I met this man named Ely. You know, he has a dope business called Viable Creations. And he does t-shirts. And he just showed me his, like, you know, his work. And his work is amazing. You know, his work is amazing. He has these two daughters, right? I think one was 9. Little girl, smart.
We need to get him to sponsor us.
You know what I'm saying? For right?
For real.
Yo, Ely, I know you're listening.
I know. Yo, we got over 1,000 listeners right now. So,
and he has his 14-year-old daughter who I have to get more information, but she does this art with these like little tiny, like, look like diamond looking things. It created like a soul.
So, there's a name for that.
There was a name for it.
Crystal something.
Yo, it was
like Swarovski's crystal. And
but it was like, it was almost like different colors and stuff like little.
They're like little crystals.
I'll get the information from her, but yeah, I was just like, yo, you need to sell your work.
Nice.
It was dope. She was like,
that's hard work. That's hard work. To get that teeny tiny thing to stay. Yes. Oh my
But she said, you know what she said? She said to me, she was like, I do it because it calms me.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people say when they do certain things that take a lot of time and detail, is that it brings them back down. And that's like a good hobby for people who are looking to kind of zone out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she was saying. And she was
That's what painting does for me.
And she said, he goes, you know, I'm weird like that. I said, weird is the new normal.
What?
If you're normal,
I love being weird.
If you're normal, you're weird.
There's nobody like me. I'm unique.
You know what I'm saying?
Ew. I'm weirdo and I don't mind being a weirdo. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, and she was another one.
It shows when it shows.
She was another one that was like, you know, like real smart. And you know what? As much as sometimes I don't like
being weird. That's what our t-shirts need to say. We love being weirdos.
As much as I don't like being around kids, because, you know, I understand kids are kids, so they're not mature. But when they start getting like real ridiculous and silly and goofy, I'm like, I gotta go. I can't be around it. But them being around those two, they were just smart girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
good head on their shoulders. I'm like, These girls are gonna go somewhere,
nice.
Right? And then and then on top of that, I met Ely's girlfriend, fiance. I don't know if that's his fiance, so I don't. Ely, you can correct me on this. You know what I mean? I met his, and she was sweet. She had her two kids. Well, they're adults. You know what I mean? They were great. Her daughter, very informative and smart. You know, and then I met. You know, this dude named Junior and Wandra and her. I think it was three daughters. I'll be wrong, but one of them's an architect. Y'all, listen, just being around, just meeting new people, and they're great people, positive people. Love that. Love that, love that, love that, love that. So I want to give a big shout out to them. You know what I mean? Big shout out to all of them. And, you know, and once again, big shout out to Ely and Viable Creations. He's making our Good and Bad podcast shirts. And he's also making my shirt for, No One Sees, like the referees.
And then, tap in, talk to the press show.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, so I have my sports show.
Yes, you know and I mean? We know there's some sport listeners out there, some, you know, people out here that are dedicated to their sports, their football, their basketball, all that.
So you know what? It's a different type of sports show. I know, but I'm breaking it down to people so they don't think like, what is this, ESPN? You're going to talk about? Like, no, this is different.
Okay.
This is like, you know, it's me and two other refs named Aaron and Alex. And what we do, we talk about things from the referee's point of view in games and situations.
Things that people don't exactly see.
You don't see, they see it from their point of view. You know what I mean?
Because
one of the things that I was saying to them was that all you ever see from young kids to high school to college and pros, you see the players get interviewed.
Yeah.
You see parents or even fans get interviewed. You never see a referee get interviewed.
Right.
Never. You never, like, nobody ever talks to a referee and get the referee.
And they're the most important piece of the game.
You know what I mean? So I decided, yo, I'm going to start a podcast show doing that. And we, you know what I mean? And I interview coaches.
Nice. You know what I mean? Love that.
And we talk about team. We also talk about teams, players, but not not pro teams, not no NFL, NBA. This is all
like high school level,
like high school rec leagues, stuff like that.
Pop, you don't do Pop Warner, do you?
I'm going to. I haven't yet. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right now, we've just been doing flag football because all three of us are big.
That would be
football
good. That would be good for getting the pop out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So so I have that, and then I'm gonna have I'm gonna have Ely and his company Viable Creations do my Gospel of Jeff shirt. You know, like I said.